Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, with us for a few minutes this morning, Dr. Christine Larson, professor of astronomy, and physics at CCSU. That was a little rude, excuse me. Let's get her on here and start learning about black holes. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm very excited about this.
I knew you would be. I knew this. Hey, all right. To this point, okay, until you got the photographic evidence, which, by the way, was, I believe it was a young lady who discovered it. I think she did, running algorithms.
Well, she played a major role in stitching together all of that vast bites of information so that we could make this picture.
And, you know, until this time, to this point, were they just theoretical that black holes existed, but it was only in theory?
No, we had plenty of what we would call maybe circumstantial evidence in a court of law, but this really was sort of the kicker because this matched the predictions of Einstein so beautifully.
Oh,
it was just so exciting.
All right, so just for those of us that are just first-year students, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about a black hole?
Well, a black hole is a very, it's the densest possible object in the universe. It's even denser than baklava, if you can imagine something denser than baklava. And it's a, there are different kinds of black holes. Probably people are familiar with black holes that form when a star explodes.
Right.
But this is a supermassive black hole. This is a black hole that is billions of times heavier than our sun. And we find these at the centers of galaxies like our Milky Way. And we think that maybe they have something to do with how the galaxies formed. And so looking for the effects of a ginormous black hole makes it a little easier to do.
It's a long way away when we're talking about light years, are we not?
We're talking about 53.5 million light years away. So it took the light 53.5 million years to get here.
So it may not be there.
It probably looks a little different today. Yes, that's definitely true.
So when we look at the picture, what exactly are we seeing? I mean, there's this orange disk, and then there's blank in the middle of it. What are we seeing?
Well, we actually did not view this in visible light, the kind of light that our eye sees.
Okay.
So the colors are artificial. The colors are different intensities of radio waves. So if you can imagine hot gas swirling around this ginormous black hole, and that really hot gas, millions of degrees, emits light. And the light from that gas is bent around the black hole and forms a ring that we call the photon ring. And because of the way that the black, you can't see the black hole itself because it swallows light.
Right.
But because of the weird way that Einstein predicted that black holes bend light, the shadow that the black hole casts against that light is larger than the black hole itself. It's about 2.6 times bigger than the black hole. And the really exciting thing is that the size, the shape, and the details of that shadow exactly match the predictions of Einstein's general theory of relativity.
Well, I guess wherever he is, he must be saying, told you so. So there is that, some vindication. That's nice. As you know, I mean, theories are always being tested, even Einstein and the theory of relativity. There's somebody always out there in science trying to disprove it. To this point, I don't think they've been successful, have they?
No, Einstein's general theory of relativity is our best description of gravity, but we know that it's not complete. You know, the late Stephen Hawking was searching for the so-called theory of everything, and somebody somewhere is going to be smart enough to figure out how to marry Einstein's theory of gravity to what we call the theory of quantum mechanics that describes subatomic particles. And we need to do that in order to describe what's happening at the very heart of the black hole, the so-called singularity. And we also need that same theory to describe the Big Bang.
I feel like I've stepped into Star Trek. This is really cool. Well, I mean, the fact is Darwin, for example, theory has been accepted by and large by most. But the fact is, even initially, when you ask Darwin where life really began, you talk about how it developed. But I think at that time, he wasn't really sure where it originated.
Right. And we're always learning more. I mean, we always improve on our knowledge. We don't know everything. That's what makes it exciting. It's exciting when we can demonstrate that what we thought is true, but it's also really exciting when nature throws us a left curve and shows us that we're not as smart as we think we are, and then we scurry around like rats trying to figure out what nature's trying to tell us.
You're not scurrying around like a rat, are you?
I'm trying not to. I'm sitting in my desk chair right now.
Okay. Stay still. So in the larger, you know, knowledge is good, said Emile Faber, founder of Faber College. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, is it really earth-shaking, so to speak? That's a bad analogy, but is it?
Well, to give you an idea, both of Einstein's theories of relativity, special relativity and general relativity, have to be taken into account to calibrate our GPS.
Oh.
And we all know how much we rely on our GPS.
Hey.
So even though people think this is all highfalutin, theoretical, has nothing to do with your life, the applications of the physics really is down to earth.
Wow. And, you know, did we talk to you about the shifting poles?
You may have it. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I thought we did because there you are. What's
the
north?
The shifting magnetic poles.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yes. Poles,
yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, doctor, thank you much. Now, where do you go from here?
We wait and see. They're going to hopefully image the black hole at the center of our galaxy, and that's going to be really cool as well.
Wow, this is great. Doctor, thanks for being on.
Always a pleasure.
All right, Dr. Christine Larson, CCSU.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.